It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show and Happy New Year. I hope 2024 is going to be a great one for you, full of fishing and hunting and outdoors adventures. I don't know if you're the type to make any resolutions, but I'm resolving to be a better bass angler and fish a couple of Pro-Am tournaments as well as a big bass tournament this spring. And then in the fall, I'll be fishing another tournament too. So 4 tournaments, who knows? Maybe I'll get lucky and even cash a check. If nothing else, I have no doubt that I'm going to learn to be a better angler. And I do love tournament bass fishing, something we'll be talking about today on the show. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you. In just a minute, you're going to hear from Hayden Samick, writing for Outdoor Life, about a controversial trophy buck taken in Ohio recently and the twists and turns this story has taken in recent weeks. We had Sarah Bomar from Bomar Archery on the show a few weeks ago, and she is back to tell us about the African safari she and her husband went on, where they not only harvested quite a few animals, but also shared the meat with the locals and helped with anti-poaching efforts. Sarah's going to go ahead and really explain how hunting really does help conservation in Africa through funding anti-poaching methods and keeping wildlife populations stable. You don't want to miss this conversation. After we talk to Sarah, we've got a whale of a tale for you when we talk to Chip Michalov. He is a charter captain, owns Outcast Sport Fishing out of Hilton Head, South Carolina. And he was written up recently in Field and Stream about a massive great white shark that he hooked, a 14-foot shark that weighed some 2,000 pounds that was caught and released and also ended up getting some scientific equipment on it to go ahead and track its movements. This is a fascinating story, not just about the shark fishing that he offers, but also about great white sharks in general and their migratory patterns along the Atlantic seaboard. Following that conversation, we're going to get James Hall on the line. He's the editor of Bassmaster Magazine, and he's going to tell you about a 7-part TV series that's coming to FS1 starting this weekend, every Saturday, that's all about the history of bass and the Bassmaster Classic and the whole circuit, started by Ray Scott back in 1967. It's also going to profile some of the most famous anglers that really got this sport going and turned it into the multi-million dollar industry it is today. You don't want to miss this conversation. We'll end things up with an interesting news item about 4 kayakers who managed to actually navigate the famed Northwest Passage in kayaks. However, they got into some trouble along the way, and we'll tell you what that's all about. Planning a day at the range or plinking targets with your friends, or maybe you're looking to do some small game hunting with a rimfire rifle. Either way, they're going to be impressed when you show up with a Henry Golden Boy lever-action rifle. This beauty has a brass-like finish, a wooden stock and grip, and a blue 20-inch octagon barrel that makes this rifle handle great, and it is accurate too, especially for offhand shooting. Want to up your Golden Boy rifle game? You can order a deluxe engraved edition or one with a personalized inscription. Like
every rifle manufactured by Henry Repeating Arms, this has a lifetime guarantee. Find out more about the world-famous Golden Boy rifle and order a free catalog, too, at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com for Henry Repeating Arms, made in America, and a proud sponsor of America Outdoors Radio. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we got Hayden Samick on the line. He is writing a very interesting series of articles for Outdoor Life that you can check out at outdoorlife.com. The subject is that huge buck that was taken in Ohio called the C.J. Alexander buck by a hunter using a crossbow earlier this hunting season. Well, there's some twists and turns to this whole story. Hayden, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me, man.
So why don't we start off with the beginning, the hunt itself, and the story that C.J. Alexander told you about bagging this monster whitetail buck that's actually an Ohio State record, according to at least one of the scoring measurements there.
So, yeah, Buckmasters did certify it as an Ohio record. As far as, like, you know, the story goes, it's exactly the kind of story that you want to hear about a buck like this. It's a everyday hunter going out on his sister's property and coming across the buck of, like, multiple lifetimes. I mean, it's just like the kind of story that you hope for when a buck like this hits the dirt, you know.
What's the name of the hunter and what's his backstory?
So the hunter is C.J. Alexander. You know, I don't know too much about his backstory other than he's a pretty dedicated whitetail hunter from Ohio, and yeah, I mean, you know, he's not like a social media influencer. He's not like, you know, an outdoor, like, you know, media guy. He's just a hunter, man.
Buckmaster certified this trophy as a state record, but he decided not to get it measured by Boone and Crockett, which is kind of the gold standard, you might say. Why is that?
So the reason that CJ didn't want to get this deer measured by Boone and Crockett was that he was worried that the deer would suffer a common base deduction, which is an element of the Boone and Crockett system, not because the deer necessarily deserved to be, you know, subject to that deduction, but because it looks so similar to a pretty infamous buck called the King Buck, which also had a common base. And because of that common base, the King Buck dropped from the new world record to just 180 inches, I think, 187 inches, something like that. It was really, like, close to the Boone and Crockett minimum. You know, so he was concerned that Boone and Crockett would score his deer the same way just to avoid reigniting the King Buck controversy. And if Boone and Crockett, you know, rules that that buck is scored similar to the King Buck, you know, not only is it not the Ohio State record, you know, that does a lot of damage to, I guess, the reputation of the buck in whatever national spotlight CJ was hoping to put it in.
Interesting. All right. Well, here's where the twists and turns begin. So the story is, you know, he shoots this deer at last light, goes out the next day, finds it. But for whatever reason, the poses of him with the trophy, well, they're taken at night. They're not taken during the day as you'd expect. And I've seen some online speculation that perhaps he didn't shoot it on his sister's property, but maybe on somebody else's property. And now I understand that the state of Ohio, Fish and Wildlife officials there, are now investigating this and have actually seized some equipment. What do you know about all this?
You know, I know the same thing that everybody else knows. Per a press release put out by ODNR, you know, the buck was seized. The hunting equipment was seized. As far as, like, speculations on the exact nature of what had happened, I have the same information as everybody else does, and that's like the press release. You know, it doesn't really say why. It just says that, you know, the buck and taking the buck is under investigation. And as far as the nighttime photos go, which, like, seems to be the main sticking point of, I guess, everybody with this story, the explanation that I got when I was interviewing CJ originally was that his buddy's fiance had a professional camera, and she was busy working until nighttime, and so that's when the pictures got took. Yeah, I guess I figured that those were just the pictures that he felt like sharing, and, you know, I didn't really push it too much further. But that's the explanation that I got for the nighttime photos.
All right. Well, the bottom line is this. C.J. Alexander, as a hunter and a citizen of the United States, is certainly innocent until proven guilty. As a matter of fact, no charges have even been filed. So we're going to have to wait for the Ohio Department of Natural Resources to give us all more information on this issue, and we will see where this story leads. And if you want to follow this story, I'm sure that you're going to be covering it at OutdoorLife.com. And so, folks, just head there, and we'll see where the saga takes us. Thank you so much, Hayden, for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at AlaskasBestLodge.com. That's AlaskasBestLodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Camp Chef. We've been in pursuit of one thing for 30 years. More flavor. And now we've taken the same bold hardwood flavor you've come to love in our pellets and applied it to our new line of hardwood spices. With three classic flavors, hickory, char cherry, and competition blend, you can now apply that hardwood flavor directly to your meat. Available in coarse or fine ground. I mean, you put crushed up plants on your food. So you tell me, is this crazy? Genius.
When you think of Work Sharp knife and tool sharpeners, you probably think of sharpeners for the shop or the field, but Work Sharp has a whole lineup of sharpeners for the kitchen, too. We're talking about everything from easy-to-use manual and electric knife sharpeners to ceramic honing rods, whetstones, and the new rolling knife sharpener, an innovative manual sharpener that will do wonders for your cutlery. Make sure there's never a dull moment in your kitchen. Check out the entire product line and order today at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes?
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. As you may recall, we had Sarah Bomar on the line, and she was telling you about Bomar Archery and about the Bomar Bow Hunting YouTube channel. And she mentioned that she and her husband Josh went to Africa and came back with 40 different animals. I should say they harvested 40 different animals. Sarah, I want to find out more about this. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I could talk for hours on Africa, so make sure you reel me in on something.
Well, we'll start off with the basics. What part of Africa did you go to?
So this is our fifth trip to Africa, and this trip we spent almost a month in Tanzania and then almost 2 weeks in Uganda.
I have never heard of Uganda as a spot to go to for hunting in Africa. You hear about Tanzania and several other countries, but I've never heard of Uganda. What were you hunting there?
So it's actually funny you say that because they just opened hunting up in Uganda about 5 years ago, and then pandemic hit, and a lot of people obviously weren't traveling. So it really is just a bow hunter's paradise with the amount of game that's there. But for the most part, while we were there, we were hunting warthog, impala, massive impala. There were a few spots where there were cob. I mean, just the amount of just unique species in Uganda was absolutely incredible.
A lot of folks turn their nose up when it comes to trophy hunts in Africa. They think it's for the entitled, they think it's for the rich, they think it's cruel, but there's a whole lot of pieces that people don't understand when it comes to economics and conservation, isn't there?
No, absolutely. And we talk about it all the time. Where there is no hunting, there are no animals because there is no funding for conservation. There's no funding for anti-poaching efforts. The government helps a little bit, but for the most part, people aren't being taxed. People aren't being paid to support anti-poaching efforts. And so the vast majority of that funding is coming from hunters. And every outfitter that we personally have been to and every outfitter that we personally have hunted with, they have their own anti-poaching teams solely based on the hunters that come in and the funds that they provide. So it's great because we obviously get to harvest mature animals and we're able to donate meals. We obviously eat what we can while we're there, but we can't eat everything. And so it's really just beneficial across the board. It provides jobs, it provides anti-poaching funds, it provides meals for locals, and it promotes conservation because hunters are taking mature animals. And so the government regulates tags. They regulate how many animals can be taken in that specific area. And it just helps the population as a whole. And so, yeah, you're right. There is a very negative connotation when it comes to hunting in Africa because people think, oh, Cecil the lion. They think rhinos. They think elephants. When in reality, that's only a small, small, small percentage of hunting Africa. The majority of hunting is plains game. It's these other animals that a lot of people don't even know exist, to be completely honest. I mean, we took both of our kids to Africa with us, and we took our nanny, and she was just floored with the amount of animals. She's like, I've never even seen these, I've never heard of them. And so it's really neat because, you know, I was telling you on our YouTube channel, we have probably my favorite YouTube video that we have is Josh's leopard from 2021, our second to last trip to Tanzania, because it does such an incredible job explaining conservation of big cats. It explains, hey, the funds that were raised from hunting this leopard, they go to protecting all the animals that are here. And so, yes, a lot of people do hunt big game, but those funds protect the impala, the zebra, the warthogs, everything that's a plains game in Africa benefits from those larger animals being taken. So it's really a beautiful symbiotic relationship. And I really do encourage everyone. That video is called Hannibal, The Hunt for Hannibal. And the amount of non-hunters that have messaged me on social media that have said, thank you so much for putting this video out there, because now I actually understand conservation, not only in Africa, but everywhere.
That's fantastic. As a matter of fact, you were helping with anti-poaching efforts yourself. You and your family helped remove 30 snares. What were these snares going to catch?
Yeah, so in Uganda, in that specific area, I mean, it's a big area, but still, they find 15 to 30 snares a day, every single day, just locals trying to poach animals for meat. And while it's a very sad thing that it's come to that in that area, but what people don't understand is that hunters are giving back. Hunters are giving meat to locals. And so if animals are snared, if animals are not properly managed, then the population is going to not exist in a very short amount of time. So that's also where hunters contribute, because it's like, hey, let us pay money to hunt, and then we'll eat a little bit of the meat, and then we'll give the rest back to the locals in that area. So it's a really beautiful process when it works, but these anti-poaching teams really take their jobs extremely serious, because if animals are decimated in that area, then tens of people are out of a job from that specific outfitter. So it's very imperative that animals are protected and the population is protected. That way hunters can keep coming back to hunt these animals, but also for the animals to flourish in that area.
What's the process for sharing the meat from these harvested animals with the locals? I'm guessing it's not like that there's just a soup kitchen and you go down there and drop it off. Is there coordination with like the village chiefs?
Yeah, it depends on the area. So in Uganda specifically, we had the skinners that we had in camp with us were locals from the local village. So we would say, hey, we shoot this eland. They're the largest antelope. We're obviously only going to be able to eat like a dozen pounds of meat from this animal in 7 days. So the skinners would go back to their local village and tell people, hey, the hunters got this eland. Come bring your bags. Come take as much as you want. And so the locals would just come into camp, and it was really cool to see, because they would come with their little, you know, satchels and almost like, you know, bags of just a cloth that they made, and they came into camp and took some of the meat. And because they don't have refrigeration, it's not like they were greedy. They didn't overtake what they didn't need. But some would come, you know, every day and just come pick up meat from our zebra, our eland, you know, whatever we were getting. And so that was really just neat to see, because they were just so appreciative and so grateful for the meat that they were getting. But then in other places like Tanzania, we'd do a big meat drop where we would go to a village itself, take, you know, some hindquarters to this particular village, go to another one, take different hindquarters. And so it's just really neat to see how appreciative everyone is and how respectful everyone is, especially of their village chief, because they were dictating, you know, the sorting of the meat and making sure that everyone got them. There weren't favorites being played. It was just really neat to see how all of that worked.
Well, Sarah, you've definitely put a different face on hunting in Africa that I think a lot of our listeners and a lot of folks, period, are just not aware of. So thank you for doing that. And folks, if you want to check out the adventures of Sarah and Josh, just go to their YouTube channel at Bomar Bow Hunting. That's B-O-W-M-A-R. Bomar Bow Hunting. Again, there's 1.45 million subscribers. You can become one as well. And check out the hunts that are going to be dropping for this latest hunt in Africa, along with the other 392 videos they have available right now. Sarah, thanks so much for sharing this with us on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. We've got one heck of an interview to start off this new year. We've got Chip Michalov on the line. He is the owner of Outcast Sport Fishing out of Hilton Head, South Carolina. He'll take you fishing for all sorts of fish, cobia, king mackerel, but in the winter, he will take you fishing for great white sharks. And there's a really interesting story about a really big one that he caught in December that you can read at fieldandstream.com. Captain Chip, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about great white sharks. I think anybody who ever saw Jaws is fascinated with great white sharks and probably a little scared of them, too. When did you start fishing for them out of South Carolina?
I would say probably about 12 years ago, I really started putting some effort into trying to figure them out, and I really just wanted to be the first person to ever catch one down here. And so I just kept going and trying different areas, different methods, and studying where there's been one seen in Florida or Georgia or North Carolina and trying to put a little bit of a puzzle together. And then about 10 years ago, I finally saw my first one off Hilton Head. And I tell you, it was probably the craziest day of my life. I mean, I was like, I said probably every cuss word possible, and then thank God, and it was just, and I was by myself. It was absolutely amazing.
Wow. So great white sharks, they're migratory to a certain degree, I understand. In the summers, they're found up north towards Cape Cod, but in December, they start showing up in your neck of the woods off the coast of South Carolina. And where are they heading? Are they heading down towards Florida?
Yeah, what they do is they love the New England area. They love the seals up there. There's a lot more whales, bluefin tuna. There's a lot more action up there for them to chase and get into. And then once that water temperature starts breaking, usually end of October, November, they'll start the migration south. And they come right through here, and then they winter anywhere between, I would say, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. It's really scattered. So they're in a zone that probably is about 600 miles long that they just kind of comb back and forth in the colder months. And so their diet changes once they come down here. But December, I really start targeting. There's a few in here around this area in November, but just not that many. I like shooting for December. And then they're here all the way till about mid-April.
So when you go out on a charter boat trip, specifically for great whites, what's considered a good day? Is it like, you know, a muskie or a steelhead where if you get one strike, you've done well? Or could you put a couple of fish along the side of the boat?
I'm fishing for one. I mean, it's tough. I tell everybody it's the most boring day of your life until one shows up. And then it's the craziest day of your life because it's just... It's mind-blowing seeing something like that swim around the boat. And it's, you know, and a lot of times they don't take the bait. A lot of times these larger ones that are a lot more intelligent will come up and they'll just kind of walk around the boat for a bit, and then they notice something's not right and they swim away. And sometimes they'll come back an hour later, and sometimes they don't come back at all. But we've got a pretty good hookup ratio on them. They vary anywhere between 7 foot and 16 foot. You just never know. But I'm typically just fishing for one a day. There was one day about 4 years ago where we hooked 7 in one day, and that was by far the most I've ever seen. But usually if we get one a day success, 2 a day, awesome, incredible, 3 a day, extremely rare. So, yeah, I'm just shooting for one day primarily.
So what do you use for bait? Are you using fish? Are you using troublesome customers who you don't want on the boat anymore?
Yeah, usually children, you know, small kids that talk a lot and carry on. That's pretty much it. You know, I use a variety of things. I mean, you know, fresh is good. I try to bug all my buddies that go offshore and catch a lot of stuff. I use a lot of carcasses that they have, a lot of, you know, things I find at the clean, you know, cutting table. But really, you know, when I first started, I thought it was going to be like one particular thing, but it's not. I mean, it's really just chumming your tail off and being in the right spot when they're coming through. I think location, time of year, clarity, there's a lot of things that are important over the bait. But, yeah, I mean, they are very particular. I mean, if the bait is not right or if it's rotted, they usually end up passing on it.
Fascinating. Well, let's talk about this massive 14-foot great white that you caught December 8th, estimated 2,800 pounds. Tell us this tale.
It's awesome because usually about once a year we'll get one that's enormous, but typically the first few of the year are small. Usually I get 7, 8, 9 footers for the first few, and we started the first trip out of the gate was on that day, and I had a couple of pastors from Texas on the boat. You know, that never hurts having them always increases the odds, and just a great group of guys. And the first one that showed up, I believe it was about 12:30, and she came up and took the bait right behind the boat. And I was really surprised because I haven't seen them that large until after Christmas. Usually prior to Christmas, they're a little on the small side. This one was a big one. This is the biggest one I've caught in about 3 years. And she took it and just barreled out of there like a train, smoked the reel so hard that the reel was so hot you couldn't even touch it. I've never had my reel heat up like that. We had a lot of drag on her. And she ripped out 300 yards and then kind of sat there a minute shaking her head before she made another run. So we started our chase, and I tell you, I don't think you can jump out of an airplane and get the same adrenaline rush as you can when you're connected to the baddest fish on the ocean. It's incredible. I mean, it's just my heart is pounding. I've seen 100 of these things, and it's still every time I catch one or hook one, we're just ecstatic. I mean, my customers were going nuts. It was amazing. It was a perfect fight. We got her up next to the boat, and it's just like with any fish. Once you break their will, you can really work on them, do whatever you want. And I teamed up with the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy and Dr. Scomel out of Massachusetts. And so I've been satellite tagging these things for years now, helping them out. And I'm also curious on where they go. So once we got her to the side of the boat, we ended up putting 4 tags on her and got some good pictures and video and popped a hook and sent her on her way.
Tell you what, that is one heck of a story. And I guess we should talk a little bit about the great white shark and how they're doing. Now, I remember after Jaws, a lot of people were catching them and killing them, along with all sorts of other shark species. And sharks, in general, went to decline. How is the great white shark doing now? And how are organizations like the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy helping them out?
They're doing really well. I mean, they bounced back. There's about 80% of them were wiped out back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Just Jaws, you know, I love Jaws, but it did do a lot of damage as far as people want to go out and kill them for the Jaws. And so there was a lot of them were dragged in, but they protected them. They protected the seals, which is what they love to target. It's kind of like protecting mice in a field. If you protect the mice, then you're going to get a ton of, you know, snakes. And then with snakes, you get a lot of hawks. And that's kind of what's happened with protecting the seals. And then once you protect the whites, they're really booming. So, you know, some shark numbers are on the decline, but white sharks are booming. They're doing really well. They've made a huge comeback, and it's wild. I mean, numbers are definitely going up, and their migration is changing as well. I'm always talking to the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy, and it seems like the majority of the sharks I'm tagging are passing Cape Cod and going to Canada. And they're seeing a ton of them in Cape Cod, but they're not seeing a lot of mine. Mine seem to be migrating all the way up there towards Nova Scotia. The numbers, are definitely going up, which is good. You know, I think it's awesome. We don't have attacks down here. You know, I know they've had some attacks up in Canada, New England area, but the white sharks don't really cruise the beach in South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida like they do up in Maine and Rhode Island, New York, and Massachusetts. So they're doing well. They're doing really well.
Well, the last question is this. If somebody wants to book a fishing trip with you, whether it be for cobia or king mackerel or great white shark, how do they do it?
You can go to my website. My phone number's on there. I'm all over social media, Alcast Sports Fishing on Instagram and all that. You can always reach out through that. But, yeah, those great white trips, there's so much demand. I mean, I don't have anything. I've got plenty of spots open for tigers, bulls, hammerheads, tarpon, redfish, cobia. I've got spots open for those in the summer months, but in the winter. And I'll tell you another thing. In the winter, it's tough to get out because it's so windy every day. So I only can fish for them about once a week. It's typically what I average. So it's not a daily thing I can get out there just because the nor'easters that come through this area really chew up the sea pretty good. So I only can get out once in a while. But, yeah, it's definitely put me on a different level with the phone call. So I got a lot more business than I ever imagined. It's been really great. These sharks have changed my life.
And one more thing. Share the website with us.
The website is outcastfishing.com. The website, my pricing is on there, and there's a lot of information on what we do, the boat, and all the fish that we catch and stuff, and what time of year different species move in. And you know, I've got a lot of people that come in to shoot for hammerheads. We catch some really, it's all catch and release. I don't kill these things, but
sure.
All these, we catch some enormous hammers. We get big lemons and bulls and tigers early in the year, and then the hammerheads move in, and gosh, we did real well. We got a hammer this year, a little over 1,000 pounds, and then we got a hammer the year before that was a little over 1,000 pounds. So we get some enormous hammerheads that come through here in the summer months. So if somebody's not interested in the great whites, they can definitely come in the summertime and battle something enormous. But like I said, it's all catch and release.
I hear you. All right, that's outcastfishing.com. Chip, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales. And let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families, now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from, made in America or not made at all, and backed by a lifetime guarantee. Go to henryusa.com and order our free catalog, decals, and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com. Thank you, and God bless America.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got James Hall on the line. He's the editor-in-chief for Bassmaster Magazine, and he wants to tell you about a new 7-part series that's coming to FS1 Saturday, starting this weekend, January 6th, that's all about the origins of bass fishing with Bassmaster. James, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much, John. I appreciate you having me on.
So the series is called The Cast, and it starts off with a couple of episodes about Ray Scott and how he got basically bass fishing to the same level as like PGA golf. Tell us a little bit more about Ray and his early dreams and how he went about this.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really an amazing story and an American success story when it comes down to it, right? He was an insurance salesman and just didn't like it, loved bass fishing. So in the late 1960s, he dreamed up the idea of, after watching like a basketball game when his fishing trip got rained out, he's like, why can't I be watching bass fishing on television? It's just as cool of a sport. And so he just put his mind to it, had a lot of hard work, and decided to put together a professional style fishing tournament. And you know, back in those days, you know, there was not really bass fishing tournaments. There were fishing tournaments, but nothing consistent, and the rules were all over the place. Cheating was normal, and so he thought, well, if I'm going to do this right, I need to put in and implement some hard and fast rules, and that's what he did. We use those same rules still today, with some tweaks, of course, but yeah, he just had this grand idea to create a sport out of his passion. He did that in 1967. It was the first All-American tournament. It was a huge success. And from there, you know, an industry that focused just on fishing for bass was kind of born. And so, you know, from the 60s and through the 70s, you started seeing these same guys win over and over. And they kind of became the very first superstars of bass fishing. Names like Bill Dance, which a lot of people have heard of, and Roland Martin and Jimmy Houston, Hank Parker. All these guys were right alongside Ray Scott as pioneers of this weird thing, you know, back in the day called competitive bass fishing. And it worked. He was not going to let it not work, I guess. His insurance salesmanship came into play, and he convinced a lot of people that this was a good idea, and he was right. And it has blossomed into the sport that we know and love today.
Well, I love the fact that the cast also, during different episodes, highlights some of the different Hall of Famers, for lack of a better word, that we've all known and loved. Bill Dance gets his own episode, and I didn't know that he started off as a furniture salesman from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, back in the day, you know, you just had guys doing jobs that guys did back in those days, and these certain superstars that became superstars just had an uncanny ability to go out on any lake that they fish and catch bass and do it very, very well. And so, you know, when, like, Bill became really popular in his home region of Tennessee and got some early sponsorships, you know, from like car dealerships to do very local, some localized television type stuff, and was able to slide over from selling furniture or, you know, Ray from selling insurance to going full time into this whole bass fishing thing. And so what I really love about the cast is that our team did an amazing job of not just talking about bass fishing, but talking about what was going on in the United States at that time. You know, there were a lot of, you know, Cold War, you had a bunch of race issues, you had, you know, some very hard financial times that the country went through between the late 60s and, you know, 2024 now. So it is not just a story of bass fishing, but it's kind of a story of Americana. What was going on in those times, and how did that relate to the sport that was able to grow throughout, you know, that time in history?
It's the cast. It's a 7-part series that's airing Saturday mornings on FS1 for the next 7 weeks. And you'll want to stick with FS1 after that, because the Bassmaster Elite series will be airing on FS1 after that. Just check your local guide for exact air times on Saturday mornings. It varies a little bit between 8 and 9:30 a.m. Some of the other characters that are featured are Hank Parker, Roland Martin, Rick Klun, who's still fishing today and giving people a run for their money. And one person I'm not familiar with, Bobby Murray. Tell me about Bobby Murray.
Yeah, so Bobby Murray won the first Bassmaster Classic, and then he won again in 1978. He's a guy that was just, you know, the first true champion of bass fishing, if you will, and then became champion again and won our Super Bowl of bass fishing twice, which is not very many people have done. And this is a story, it's amazing. The storytelling is another part of this series that is just whether you like bass fishing or not, you know, because Bobby Murray, just one little tidbit about him, he had won the Classic. He was fishing Ray Scott's bass tournaments, and on the way home one day, he had a head-on collision that, you know, towing his boat, I think, with the station wagon. You know, they didn't even all use trucks back in the day. So, and then, you know, near-death experiences, that of them actually have them, and these stories are told throughout the cast, but the things that they had to go through, the hills they had to climb, and Bobby Murray is just one of those stories that is inspirational, especially nowadays to guys who want, you know, think that maybe they can achieve their dreams. You know, he is one who did and then had a really long, really cool career in the fishing industry because of it. So, you know, that was, I think that episode is called The First Generation of Superstars, and yeah, it's one that you certainly don't want to miss.
The show, again, is The Cast. It's presented by Bass Pro Shops and Bass, and it's going to be on FS1 Saturday morning starting this weekend. So check it out. Learn all about the origin of professional bass fishing through Bassmaster and how it's become a multi-million dollar industry since Ray Scott started it way back in 1967. James, thank you so much for sharing all of this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks so much.
Do you love to fish? Do you love to eat fish?
Well, if you do, you know how important it is to have something to keep things sharp. Now, in the boat, it might be something to keep your hook sharp, like maybe the pocket knife sharpener from WorkSharp, which also works just fine, along with the guided field sharpener for keeping fillet knives sharp. So when it comes to cleaning those fish you catch for the day, you can get that done in a hurry. And let's not forget, back at the house, when you're preparing those fish for a meal, that's when you want to have a kitchen knife sharpener, and there's several electric ones available. You can find them all at WorkSharpTools.com. which lists all sorts of both manual and electric sharpeners you can use in the kitchen, in the shop, or in the field. Sharp hooks and sharp knives make for a happy day on the water, so get your sharpener today at WorkSharpTools.com or look for these products at quality sporting goods stores and hardware stores near you. Our last story of the day is an interesting one. These days, we tend to think of the age of exploration being over here on Earth, but it's not. There are still feats to be accomplished, and one of them is kayaking through the Northwest Passage. Thanks to climate change, boats some years can now make it through the Northwest Passage along the Arctic, something sailors have been trying to do since the 17th century. And this past year, four kayakers actually succeeded. It was the second attempt for the group known as the Arctic Cowboys, made up of Jeff Woostie, Mark Agnew, Wes Hansen, and Eileen Visser. The four navigated the Northwest Passage using two double kayaks. However, things started off rough with them. From Explorer's Web, we find out that they had to wait out the ice for a couple of weeks on Bylot Island in northern Canada. They were holed up in a hunter's cabin, and when the ice eventually cleared, they set on their way. Unfortunately, a good portion of Bylot Island is a migratory bird sanctuary. You have to have a permit to be there. And they did not have a permit. Not only that, when they did set off, they actually turned off their trackers, so that if they did camp on the island along the sanctuary area, presumably people would not know. The sanctuary protects nesting sites of thick-billed murres, black-laying kittiwakes, and greater snow geese. And the restrictions are in place so that these migratory birds are not disturbed. A month into their expedition, the group of kayakers was actually arrested and interviewed for camping on the island by Parks Canada law enforcement and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The kayakers were released and allowed them to resume their journey, which they successfully completed. The four are now being charged in Nunavut courts with a variety of crimes, to include using public lands in a park against the Canada National Parks Act, possessing a firearm in a park contrary to National Parks wildlife regulations, and disturbing wildlife in a park, among others. While it's unlikely the Arctic Cowboys will be jailed for this, they can face some very hefty fines for these violations. The moral of the story? Congratulations, but if you're going to do this, do it by the rules. That's all we've got for this week, but until next time, here's hoping you plan some adventures for 2024 and that they take you into the great outdoors, whether you are kayaking or fishing or hunting or hiking or camping or otherwise exploring. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and explore it.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Think K243CT Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. A retired Navy admiral says it's time for the U.S. to launch a counterstrike against the Houthi rebels.
Admiral James Tahridi says it's time the U.S. stopped treating the Houthis like a mere nuisance.
Let's not lose sight of the fact they are shooting missiles at our warships.
Attacks that could eventually hit their target, kill U.S. service members, or even sink a U.S. warship.
None of those are impossibilities.
Tahridi says it's something that would inevitably lead to a strong U.S. response, and that could encompass the entire region.
Better we strike now and send a signal.
Admiral Tahridi was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at townhall.com, Lebanon's Hezbollah firing dozens of rockets at northern Israel. BBC correspondent Hugo Bachega.
What we've seen is that since the beginning of this war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, Hezbollah has been carrying out attacks targeting Israeli positions almost every day. But so far, most of this violence has been contained to areas along the Lebanon-Israel border because the Israeli authorities have been warning Hezbollah against escalating the situation.
This week's runway fire in Tokyo providing a key test of the safety of carbon composite material on planes.
Composite materials reinforced with carbon fibers make planes lighter, which helps them save fuel, a major cost consideration for airlines. But safety experts say there's always been concern about composite materials because if they catch fire, the fumes are toxic. Another concern is the amount of time it can take to put out a fire involving composites.
That is Jeremy House reporting in frightening moments for scores of people when a window and piece of fuselage flew out that Alaska Airlines Boeing 737. Nobody was hurt. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The ones who've watched our beautiful, thriving country unravel before our eyes. The citizens who have built America to be strong, courageous, and to hold fast to truth. Are you watching in real time as our rights are being stripped away? We've been silenced, fear-mongered, and coerced into big government mandates and agendas. As a conservative organization and alternative to AARP, we at AMAC recognize that it is you, the citizens of America, that band together to influence public policy, defend our Constitution, and preserve our our God-given freedom. Join over 2 million citizens of AMAC today by visiting us at amac.us/fight. As a member, take advantage of exclusive benefits including insurance, travel, finance, entertainment, and more. Let us be your guide, offer you everyday solutions, and stay up to date on the issues that matter most. Rest easy knowing that we are here to advocate for you. Visit AMAC, that's AMAC.us/fight.
Major automakers changing their advertising strategies. Bill Alexander has that story.
Chrysler parent Stellantis says it will not advertise in next month's NFL Super Bowl, citing the challenging U.S. automotive market. In November, General Motors said it would not advertise during the heavily watched NFL League Championship game as it cuts marketing costs. Stellantis said earlier this week it had opted not to take part in the upcoming auto shows in Chicago and Washington. For the 2024 Super Bowl, securing a 30-second advertising slot comes with a hefty price tag of $7 million. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Tesla recalling 1.6 million electric vehicles exported to China to fix problems with their automatic assisted steering functions and door latch controls. Officials say Tesla Motors in Beijing and Shanghai would use remote upgrade technology to fix the problems. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Federal officials clearing the way for Florida to begin importing cheaper prescription drugs from Canada.
It's the first time any states use the approach and follows years of frustration with U.S. drug prices. Governor DeSantis signed the plan into law in 2019, but it required approval by the FDA. Importing cheaper drugs has long been popular with patients and consumer groups alike, but faced years of pushback by the pharmaceutical industry. The politics of the issue have shifted in recent years, with both President Biden and former President Trump supporting importing medications to help lower costs. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Federal transit safety investigators reviewing all New York City subway operations in response to a collision and derailment that caused minor injuries to more than 20 people this week. NTSB continues to expand its probe into that. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
FCA US LLC.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Does your doodle have you dumbfounded? Is your rescued Persian really a bit paranoid? Are your chihuahuas absolutely driving you crazy? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really, really get inside your dog or cat's head and understand behavior as well as they understand yours, If you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or what they do or just want to improve their lifestyle, stay tuned. Because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those adorable furry little buddies with you folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello everybody, I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, they're jumping, they're chewing, they're humping, they're barking, they're digging, your cat looks at the litter box and says, there's no way I'm using that litter box, you get the idea, or your dog doesn't get along with other dogs or even some people. That's what we do here on The Pet Show, and that's what we have been doing. One of the reasons this show is one of the longest-running shows in radio, entering, I think it's our 44th year maybe, is because we really get into resolving issues that you may be having with your dogs and cats, because a lot of people aren't aware how to resolve them in a positive, upbeat way, and that's always what we do. So if you have a question or comment about your dog's behavior, let me just remind everybody, if you're a new listener to The Pet Show or a regular listener to The Pet Show, everyone that calls into the show today and gets to talk to me live on the air will absolutely get a fabulous, fabulous gift for their dog or cat. And it's not like giveaway biscuits here. Many of the items I give away here on The Pet Show are worth as much as $25, $35, $45, or even $50. So it's a great time to give me a call if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat. Just want to share a great story about a rescue dog or cat that you adopted or fostered, or even want to talk about how your dog's reacted over the holidays. I'd love to hear from you. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That's 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away as well. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. Very often, I don't have the time to go through it all because your questions, your comments, your phone calls are always my priority. So if you have a question about your dog, I just want to find out why my dog is doing it. Warren, I can't believe he did this. Now's a great time to give me a call, 877-725-8255. And if we talk, as I said, I will send a great gift for you. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show, okay? Now, you know I'm not going to get to all of it, but I'll try. Studies have now shown that dogs that don't get enough sleep struggle with more behavioral problems just like us. So what can you do to help your dogs get a better night's sleep besides singing lullabies? I'll help your dogs get a good night when we come back. Also coming up on the show, have you ever wondered why your dogs like to hang out by your feet? No, they don't have a foot fetish, but there is a reason for this behavior. I'll share it coming up. And it's very, very common if you're owned by a cat, if you're owned by a feline out there, listen to me. It's common for our cats to groom themselves. They actually spend up to 50% of their day grooming themselves. But can your cat's excessive grooming be more than just keeping clean? Could it be a medical issue as well? We'll talk about that also. As always, plenty of time for all your questions and comments. Lots of amazing stuff to give away. So if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, confused about the litter box, maybe that rescued puppy isn't housebroken, maybe he doesn't get along with other dogs, or he just believes everything he sees he has to hump, give me a call. Just a reminder that everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Now, I had someone call me this week, and I think part of the reason I'm going to ask this is the question of the week, by the way, is because of the phone call I got. So I want to know where your dog or cat sleeps at night. Does he sleep in your bed? Does he sleep in their own bed? Does he sleep by your feet? Does he sleep by your head? Where does your dog or cat sleep at night? Could tell me a lot of information about your dog or cat and you. Great time to give me a call. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. On today's show, I will be giving away Hugs and Kisses, Lucy Pet Food. I'll be giving away copies of my best-selling books, Either Dog or Cat, some hemp seed oil, some of those amazing air horns that everyone should have, those T-shirts that say, none of my friends walk upright, some ostrich gold for your dog's hips and joints, all natural herbal flea spray, and so much more. So everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live on the air today will get one of these fabulous gifts for their best friend. Again, the phone number, 877-725-8255. And the question of the day is, where does your dog or cat sleep at night? I want to know. How about we start out with a phone call right now? Let's go to Lenthal in Dallas, Oregon. Hey, Lenthal, welcome to the show.
No, thank you. My wife called last week, and we don't have credit cards or anything like that. She only writes out checks, and we want to pay for the bag of dog food to try for our dog.
Have you gone directly to their website?
Yeah, I've gone to the website, but we don't use credit cards.
They won't take a check?
I don't know. I couldn't get through to you people.
Let me just start for the record. I have no business relationship other than my endorsement, and I love them, and I use them. But I'm not part of Lucy Pet Food. I don't own Lucy Pet Food. I'm not an investor in Lucy Pet Food. So the company itself is a great company. It's a wonderful company. That's why I love them and endorse them. But I don't know. I believe they have an 800 number that you can call. I'm not positive. Let me do this, okay? What I'm going to do is, if we can get your name, better yet, what do you have, a dog or a cat?
We have both.
Okay, which food were you going to order, the dog or the cat food?
The dog food.
All right, let's do this. To start you off, I am going to put you on hold, Lenthal, and I am going to send you some free dog food. How's that?
Okay, sounds great, sir.
That'll get you started. And when the package comes, I'm sure there'll be an 800 number on the back of the package that you can call and figure out where to send the check to. And they might even give you the name of some stores in your area that might be carrying. So let's do this. Let's put Lenthal on hold. Did you have a question? Did you have a question, Lenthal? Go ahead.
No, we tried one of your stores that they suggested, and they don't carry your food, so.
No, not mine, but they don't carry Lucy Pet. All right, so here's what we're going to do.
Right.
We're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you some Lucy Pet Food directly from the company. When you get the bag and the information, give them a call and see how they work. I don't know if that's interesting. I guess a lot of people don't take checks anymore. I guess. I don't know. That's kind of weird. Although, you know, the other day I passed a store that says cash not accepted. Cash not accepted. What happened to being able to pay with cash, I guess? Interesting question, Lenthal. I'm glad you're going to check out. We're going to send you the dog food free, the Lucy dog food free, but we'll delve into a little bit more. If you have another question, give me a call back and we'll go further. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. The phones are busy. We'll get to all your phone calls, I promise. Question of the day is, where does your dog or cat sleep at night? Let me take a quick break here and then we'll get right to your calls. Speaking of Lucy Pet Food, I want you to listen to me very, very closely here. You know, for quite a while now, I mean quite a while, you hear me talking about the benefits of Lucy Pet Formulas for Life Pet Food with that prebiotic-probiotic balance. You know it's the food I feed my own pets. It's been around for quite a while now, and the response from listeners all over the country and Canada have been absolutely amazing. Why do I recommend Lucy Pet Food? I have no financial recommendation, no financial investment with them at all, other than I love the CEO and I love the company. They have their own manufacturing plant in Southern California, not too far away from where I live. Everyone there, from the CEO, Joey Herrick, down, has the same passion for dogs and cats that you and I have. The passion's amazing. In fact, just because they're one of the few companies that has their own plant, they just invested over $1 million in their own laboratory. What does that mean? That means that every single ingredient that comes in is tested. Every product that goes out is tested. That's how passionate they are. But I want you to hear from a listener and how their pets reacted once they started Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet Formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whine.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet Formula.
These are the stories I hear every day. You hear them every week right here on the show with me. And the bottom line is this. that Lucy Pet Food is the food I feed my own pets. But if you go to their website directly, lucypetproducts.com, lucypetproducts.com, spend just $35. It could be the kitty lickies. It could be the Lucy dry or wet food for your dog, the Lucy dry or wet food for your cat. Could be hip to be square treats. Could be that dog food roll. Spend just $35 at lucypetproducts.com, and they will ship it to your home absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
What did the tiger say? What did the lion say? What did the hippo say?
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for both your dogs and cats to control your dog and cat's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs, while improving your pet's immune system with both pre- and probiotics. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
Your Hugs and Kisses, I have told all my friends about it. For years, I have been giving him those Hugs and Kisses, and then you changed it a little bit and made it even better. Honest to God, he'll eat it like a treat, and then I crumble it up on his food. You know, I feed him twice a day, and he just loves it.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 30-year track record. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call us at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The virtue signaling has come to roost. As the U.S. reaches its highest level of illegal border crossings ever recorded, are leftist mayors still calling their cities sanctuary cities? Now that the problem is visible, these cities are on the brink of collapse. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. I forgot to wish everyone a very happy new year. It's the first show of the new year, so welcome once again. If you have a question or comment about your dog or cat, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Looking for the question of the day is, where does your dog or cat sleep at night? Does he sleep on your head? Does he sleep by your feet? Does he sleep in his own bed? Does he sleep on your bed? Where does your dog or cat sleep at night? Give me a call. If we get to talk, I will send your dog a great gift, which may help him sleep even better. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Bob in Kennewick, Washington. Hey, Bob, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. How are you today?
I could not be better. How about yourself, Bob?
Same, same. Hey, I've got a question for you, but I'll answer your question first. I have a 11-year-old border collie, smartest dog I've ever owned, first border collie I've ever had.
It's like having a genius living with you.
Really. I mean, I just talk to that dog like I'm talking to a human being, and I know she comprehends everything I'm saying and obeys accordingly. It's amazing. But anyway, my dog... sleeps. She has three different beds in the house, and she has a bed in our bedroom, you know, about 10 feet from our bed. She doesn't ever get up on furniture. She's never licked anybody in the face. She's just an amazing dog. She has a bed down in our party living room area, and so she's well kept. And go get in your bed, and she, first time, she goes right to her bed and goes lays down. But no, she's got three beds, so yeah, she's very comfortable and enjoys them immensely. They're like a bed you'd buy like at a Costco,
So as long as she's comfortable, I'm just curious as to where most people have their dogs and their cats sleeping. So I know you have another question about her urine.
Yes, it's got to be just a coincidence, but we changed her diet as she's getting older to a much healthier food, and we have always fed her pretty good food, but we started buying like that Smart Pet rolls of you know, you're familiar with it. You like the chicken and vegetable stuff, and we started mixing that a small portion of that with some of the more quality kibble, and she just dove right into it. I mean, she's never been a finicky eater ever, but she just dove right into it and started enjoying it. And then again, I think it's coincidence, but a couple months later, she started dripping. I mean, it was like, what's going on? And, you know, within a couple of weeks, we said, well, this isn't clearing up. We need to, it's very sporadic. I mean, she would seldom have any problem in the house. And we have a lot of tile and a lot of hardwood. And so we would see it. It's not like it would be just disappearing in the carpet.
So let me do this, Bob. Let me give you a list of reasons for why dogs may be dripping urine, okay? There's a lot of different reasons for it. And, you know, you may have to do a little bit more investigation. Number one, if it were a younger dog and it wasn't a border collie, I would say maybe there's some fear, maybe just submissive urination. Maybe there's a urinary tract infection. Could be a bladder infection. Could be excessive water intake. Let me go back to that one. Spinal cord injury, could be a weak bladder or incontinence. But let me tell you where I want to go back to. I want to go back to specifically the excessive water intake. And here's why. A lot of those rolls that you buy, like the fresh pet rolls, they have a lot of salt in them, which makes the dogs very, very thirsty. And obviously, no matter how healthy the dog is, if he's drinking more water, they're going to pee more. And the fact that their bladder may be filling up, it could be other things causing, it could be other medical reasons as well. But the fact that it started after you changed says to me that the amount of potassium or salt she's taking in is making the dog drink more. Therefore, that might be part of the cause of the urine dripping.
Okay. So now, we did take her. She's been to the vet twice now.
And what does the vet say?
The vet said, again, kind of like you, it could be a urinary tract. They did blood tests, et cetera. They said that there really was nothing wrong with her bladder. The blood test came back relatively good, I guess. And but they said, here, you know, it could be a UTI that she's got, and we recommend that you have this. And I'm not trying to do a commercial, but it was a leading brand of dietary urinary tract food, and there's very few of those out there, and they're very expensive. It was, you know, like 35-pound bag is like $100.
Yeah, I don't want to run out of time on you, but let me sure. just kind of go over this. Generally speaking, as a rule of thumb, in most cases of dog dripping urine, there's generally a medical condition behind it. If it was a puppy, I'd say it's different, but it's generally a medical condition. So I think you're going to have to go a little bit further with the vets. They're going to, you know, if they want you to on that food is fine. That's fine. But I think the increase in salt, because it seems like it's parallel, may be causing the dog to drink more water.
Okay, we quit that smart pet. We started making our own food. Uh-huh. Just boiled chicken and a lot of the good vegetables that.
Bob. Can you hang on? I got to take a break. Can you hang on?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
My pleasure. Let's put Bob on hold, and we'll get back to Bob. We'll get to Jenny in Ohio afterwards. Great time to give me a call, by the way. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is the Pet Show.
Across the floor, little box says four, I can't take it no more. I'm a careful cat, like you clean that dirty little mess me mean.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The virtue signaling has come to roost. As the U.S. reaches its highest level of illegal border crossings ever recorded, are leftist mayors still calling their cities sanctuary cities? Now that the problem is visible, these cities are on the brink of collapse. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Stiefel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance.
Steve will have a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stiefel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Eckstein, great time to give me a call. If you have a question or comment about your dog or cat, they're jumping, they're humping, they're digging, they're scratching, they're not using a litter box. Take your dog for a walk. He sees another dog, he turns into Cujo. Your cat looked at the litter box and said, no way am I going in there. If you have a question or just want to share a great story about your dog or cat or a great rescue story about a dog or cat you saved, or the question of the day is, where does your dog or cat prefer to sleep? Great time to give me a call. Just a reminder that everyone that does call into the Pet Show gets to talk to me live. We'll get an absolutely free, amazing gift for their dog or cat. Many of the items worth as much as $35, $45, or even $50. Hugs and kisses, Lucy pet food, kitty lickies, copies of my best-selling books, T-shirts, all-natural flea spray, a whole list of stuff to give away. So if you have a question or a comment, or just want to tell me how your dogs reacted over the holidays to their gifts, I'd love to hear from you. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Do have an open line, which is pretty rare here on the Pet Show. So if you have a question or a comment, I would love to hear from you. Now, come on. I love this question of the day. Where does your dog or cat sleep at night? And why do you think your dog or cat thinks he wants to sleep in that place? And also, does your dog or cat sleep by your feet? Does your dog or cat sleep by your feet? Because that means something entirely different. So we're going to talk about that as well. I want to hear from you guys in terms of where your pets sleep. Or any other questions or comments you maybe have about your pets, the number 877-725-8255. That is the way to go. Before the last break, we were speaking to my friend Bob in Kennewick, Washington, who has a 12-year-old border collie, and his border collie started dripping urine. So I guess, you know, I'm kind of the only thing I can really tell you, Bob, is that if the dog was drinking a lot of water excessively, even though you stopped giving him those rolls, which could make him a lot more thirsty, maybe the habit of drinking more water is still there, even though the necessity because of the salt isn't. So I would really monitor his drinking water at this point. I think that's really, really important to do, see how much water he's actually drinking. I think that's going to be imperative for your vet to find out that as well. And then depending on that, it could be expensive. You know, it's not cheap because they have to figure out a whole lot of things about what's causing it. So it's not inexpensive to have the urine tech. It can run, you know, $300, $400, but it's something that you should have done at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had the urine test and, like I say, blood test, everything. And first they said it could be crystals, and then it could be UTI, and then recommended us go on that that type of urinary tract diet.
See, here's my opinion. If you went to your doctor, and your doctor said, "Hey, Bob, could be this, could be that, could be this, could be that, could be this, could be that," I would get a second opinion at least. And I think that's what you should do. I really think that's what you should do, because it could be something that they're guessing at. It could be something that they know. It makes no sense to me. They're not giving you an answer. Yes, we can help. No, we can't help. But they keep saying it could be this, it could be that, it could be this, it could be that. Well, rather than say it could be this or it could be that, let them try to give you the right test to figure out exactly what it is. My gut reaction is it might still be part of the habit of drinking more water after getting that salty stuff.
Okay, very good.
Anyway, Bob, I got to move on. I'm trying to think what I want to send you. I don't want to send you food because I know he's going to be on a special diet. I can send, you know what, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold. Let's send Bob a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, and I'm sure his border collie will read it to him once the book arrives. Appreciate the phone call, Bob. Give him a hug and a kiss. And
thank
hope
you very
better.
Much, Warren. You have a great
day. Thank you. Have a great day, too. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Great time to give me a call. Come on now, guys. Really? You're not going to call me and tell me where your dogs and cats are sleeping? Now, I know my guys, Molly and Willie, my rescue dogs. They're brother and sister, and they were really abused, and they sleep on the bed with me. But it's fascinating because I can go to sleep at night, and Molly could have her nose right next to my nose, and we're sleeping right next to each other. Then I'll wake up an hour later, and somehow it's Willie with his nose on me, and Molly, they're stealth. They just switch back and forth. God knows how they do it. Does anyone else have that situation with their stealth dogs as well? I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Let's go to Jenny in Hainesville, Ohio. Hey, Jenny, how you doing?
Hello. Okay. And you?
I am doing fabulous. Happy New Year. What can I do to help you today?
Happy New Year also. I'm sorry. I have five Goldens, and they all sleep with us. They sleep, some of them sleep in our arms, and some of them sleep towards our feet, but they all have to touch us in some way.
I know exactly how you feel, but the hardest thing sometimes to teach Golden Retrievers is not to sleep horizontally, but to sleep vertically. If they sleep vertically, they're more fit on the bed. If they sleep horizontally, it takes up a whole lot more room. And it's not that, but listen, I've literally taught my dogs to sleep vertically because it makes it a lot easier for me. But they're stealth. Do you notice they switch around at night too?
Yes. Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My
and some have their head on a pillow. Yes. Mm-hmm. There's five of them, and they all came from like a mill, like a bad environment.
They're all rescue dogs.
Yes, and two of them, I have two, they're all boys, and two of them are sets of brothers. They came from the same litter.
So these were puppy mill dogs, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I worked many years ago in shutting down a lot of puppy mills when I was a peace officer in New York, but besides that, it's such a horrible situation, but thank God they found a good home with you, Jenny, in Hainesville, Ohio.
Oh yeah, they run our home. We live in their home.
Yeah, and you know why? Mm-hmm. They order food for you instead of you food for them. You have to work what, two jobs to feed five Golden Retrievers, right?
We work three.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So let me do this, Jenny. Can I send you some Lucy pet food?
Yes, please.
I'm telling you, this food is amazing. It's what I feed my own guys. It's one of the few that had that prebiotic, probiotic formula. So let me do this. We know that you have five dogs. And you have a husband, too?
Yes.
Five dogs. What size bed do you have?
He put two beds side by side. So it's huge.
I love you guys. You guys are amazing. Listen, I've had people sleep on the floor because their dog preferred sleeping on the bed, but those are just
oh, we do that. We do that too. Yes.
I've literally gone and slept on the couch because I didn't want to wake the dogs up after they had a rough day. I didn't want to wake up, so I go sleep on the couch. Anyway, Jenny, give them all a hug and a kiss. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your name and address, and I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food for your pets. And I appreciate that phone call. 877-725-8. Thank you. 877 877-725-8255, the phone number. Let me take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to go all over the place. I see now he's coming in now. Great time to give me a call. I have one phone line open, 877-725-8255. I still got some books to give away, some T-shirts to give away. Listen, if you guys don't have those air horns, don't blame me. Just the other day, someone thanked me for sending them an air horn. They were walking their dog. And it was a group of coyotes while they were walking their dog, and they felt that their small dog would have been grabbed, but they had this little air horn that I had made up. They tapped the air horn twice, and the coyotes took off. These air horns, by the way, they're on my website. I think they're like $8, $9. Check out the air horns at thepetshow.com, but actually, I'll be giving away some air horns free today as well. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your calls. The phones are jamming. I promise I'll get to all of you. Well, the results are in, folks. My own Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplements are helping dogs and helping cats stay healthy, stay happy, and happy pets equal happy guardians. The formula will actually improve your dog's skin and coat, much less shedding, no more hairballs, stronger bones and joints, as well as prebiotic probiotics for great digestion and a healthy, healthy gut. Plus all the vitamins, all the minerals your pets need, and of course it's my product, so there's no soy, there's no wheat, there's no corn. I want you to check out the Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats, available at Amazon, where they're a choice, Amazon.com. They're available at Walmart.com, or you can go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com. Don't forget that the. ThePetShow.com, Amazon.com, or Walmart.com. But here's the deal. A lot of people want to talk to someone. Don't be afraid to call my office. Give us a call. If we're not there, we'll call you back, I promise. So write this number down. 1-800-430 and the word HUGS, H-U-G-S. That's 1-800-430-HUGS, 1-800-430-HUGS. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The virtue signaling has come to roost. As the U.S. reaches its highest level of illegal border crossings ever recorded, are leftist mayors still calling their cities sanctuary cities? Now that the problem is visible, these cities are on the brink of collapse. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Make a little love, get down the line, get down the line. Do the dance, make a little love, get down the line.
join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Jumping on the bed. No! Jumping on the bed.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed. Speaking about sleeping with animals, hey, we are back on the show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255. We're going to get to all your calls, I promise. I got plenty of time. Just bear with me. We have Jay calling from Maui, Hawaii. We got Dick calling from Idaho. We got Chris calling from Traverse City, Michigan. We'll get to all your calls, I promise. But let me do this first. You know, the question of the day is sleeping with your dog. Where does your dog or cat sleep at night? You know, sleeping is a vulnerable time for dogs and cats. So when a dog sleeps on your feet, they consider you their safe space. They may feel the need to mark you as their territory and may make this known to other dogs. When there are other dogs while you're outside, for instance, you may find your dog sitting close to you or on top of your feet. This behavior is your dog's way of saying that you are belonging to them and that other dogs should stay away. So it's very, very common when a dog is sitting around your feet or when you're sleeping and they're sleeping by your feet, it's their way of saying that this is, in fact, their safe space. It's not some foot fetish, I promise. 877-725-8255, the phone number. I'm going to take you guys right in order. Let's go to Jay in Maui. Hey, Jay in Maui, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm fine.
I am doing great. What can I do to help you today, Jay?
Okay, I just wanted to answer your question and
tell
you that our little girl, she's a Chihuahua mix, and she sleeps with us in the bed. Her favorite spot is sharing our two pillows. Either I get the butt end and he gets the head or vice versa.
Let me ask you a question. Wait. You said it's a Chihuahua, right?
Yes.
Does she sleep under the covers?
Oh, yes.
They all do.
Being under the covers.
Yeah, they all do. They like to burrow. They love to burrow. So who decides who gets the butt and who gets the head?
I think she decides. She decides. Whatever pillow she can get the most room on, that's I think she gets the head.
You know, I used to joke about this. Like, I used to have a dog. You know, it was an old English sheepdog that I had rescued, and it had no tail. It just had a stub. So I said, the only problem with this type of dog is you got to be really careful kissing it at night because you don't know which end you're kissing. There's no tail to grab onto to let you know. The other end is where you should be kissing, not the back end. So you know what? But that's the fact that you said that amazes me, and I'll tell you why. People would not put up with that with any human being, but they'll put up with it with their dogs. So my dog's butt is in my – I can deal with that. No big deal. That's how much we love them. That's how much
– Oh, I wouldn't let my husband put his butt in my face. No.
That's another show entirely, Jay. But the bottom line is I think you're absolutely right. Chihuahuas are like that. They sleep where they want to sleep, under the covers, butt in, whatever. I'm so glad you did. And I think you had a question about feral cats.
Yes. Well, for one thing, I live way up country off grid in Maui. And I'm sure I've heard you talk about being here, so you know the layout of the land pretty much. But we have feral cats. But the shelter will not come here and get them. They do a catch and release, normally everywhere, but they don't come up this far. So I have to catch them myself and take them to them. I don't want them anymore. It's very expensive feeding them. They're hungry, and we've been feeding them.
Jay, let me stop. Jay, let me stop you for a second. Once you start feeding them, it's your responsibility to continue feeding them. You can't stop feeding them all of a sudden. Go ahead.
We would never stop. We've talked about it. We would never stop feeding them.
Sure.
I've named most of them.
Which
is bad.
Why don't you check to see that the Humane Society should be able to help you a little bit with the cost of the food and obviously the spaying, neutering. Are they clipping their ears as well to let you know they're spayed or neutered?
They don't come up here and catch them. I have to catch them.
You got to bring them. Yeah. I understand. There's a lot of rural areas, even in California where I live. There's a lot of rural areas where there's not enough groups to go out there. So people will do that. They'll trap, bring them to the shelter and have it done. What a great call, by the way, though. I just love the call about the dog sleeping butt to head or head to butt. Hey, Jay, I got to move on. I'm trying to think what I want to send you.
My question was, is my little girl, she's definitely afraid of the cat. Is there anything I can do to help her? Because these guys are very aggressive.
I'm going to have to take a break. You know what? I'm not going to have time to answer that right now, but let me do this. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of my dog book. There's a whole chapter in there on getting dogs to get along with cats and vice versa. Try it out. Give me a call back. We'll go further. But a dog book on its way to you, and I appreciate that phone call. 877-725-8255. Dick, don't go anywhere. Chris, don't go anywhere. Got an open line, 877-725-8255. But right now, if you are owned by a cat, you know what I'm talking about. Cats are in charge. They tell you what they want, when they want it, and you better give it to them. And what your cats are really asking for is kitty lickies. Kitty Lickies by Lucy Petta, scrumptious, lickable mousse, cat treats, and food toppers. Your cats will enjoy kitty lickies directly from the pouch or squeeze it over dry food for an extra treat. Great for those finicky felines. They come in three great flavors. There's chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, or salmon and chicken. Here's a listener on what they said about kitty lickies.
On my last order to Chewy, I, as an afterthought, asked them to put in some kitty lickies.
Yeah.
And, man, I couldn't squeeze it out fast enough. She went crazy. This is the chicken and duck. She's crazy for it.
This is what I hear every day from listeners all over the U.S. and Canada. Once they've tried Kitty Lickies with their cats, check out Kitty Lickies. You go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com, whether it be Kitty Lickies, their dog food, their cat food, their treats, their dog food rolls, whatever it is, spend just $35 at their website, LucyPetProducts.com, and they will ship absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Take a quick break for the top of the hour. I'll be right back at you. Jay, Chris, Dick, don't go anywhere. The phone number 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.